Once you get out of that environment, you start shaking shit up in your own idea of who you are.
Even though your parents and loved ones may love you and they may think they know the best for you, they don't have the formula to make you happy. They don't know what's best.
See who you can become when you do something you've never done.
What's up, everybody? And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Divine Reconnection Podcast. My name is Lauren.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are Reconnection Coaches.
We help couples navigate through periods of disconnection so they can stay in reconnection longer.
We are in our last week of living in Medellin,
Colombia.
Yeah.
We've been here for a little over 2 months now.
Almost three, right at the third mark.
Yeah.
And, but I was just going to mention in Colombia, for U.S. for U.S. citizens to come and enjoy being a tourist, you can stay in the country for 90 days mm-hmm. without a visa, and you can extend you can go to immigration and extend it for another 90 days. Mm-hmm. There's a process that you could follow there. But just in case you're ever thinking about coming to visit.
Yeah. So a little bit about us, we are what you call continuous travelers.
Did you just make that up?
No, I think I came across it somewhere.
Good. Cause I've never heard of this before.
Continuous travelers, meaning that we chose to live abroad long-term, versus having a house or having rent and a car in the U.S.
That is what we did. Mm-hmm. And it was very cost efficient.
Yes, it's very cost efficient. We've lived in Thailand, Colombia, and we're about to go to our next country. I don't know if you want to say it.
No, we're not going to say it yet. We're just going to surprise you in the new location.
Yeah, but we really, really love Colombia. We were really deciding whether or not to renew here in Colombia for another 90 days. That's how much we really loved it. And we were considering going to Cali because it just spoke to us mm-hmm. because that was our first excitement. And I came across a Facebook post talking about this country. And
it was this woman who said that, yeah, you're right.
She retired there. She's like, this country is better than Mexico, which is where she was living before. And we really love Mexico, okay? And so
she was ranting and raving about how significantly cheaper it was from Mexico.
How there's black people. Like she said, the majority of the city is black. So, you know, that's something that we've been looking for. Just feeling what it feels like to be in an all you people environment, all
where
color.
You're the majority and not the minority.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I guess you guys can guess where we're gonna be going.
Wait a minute.
What?
We gave too many hints.
All right. I mean, but
she just said that she was the majority and not the minority. Blah 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 blah. So that was a good hint.
Yeah. So if they want a hint, they want to guess, you could put it down in the comments or, I don't know, message us or something.
And, okay.
Or follow us on Instagram because we're going to definitely share it there. So,
but we ain't sharing nowhere until we're there.
Exactly. That's how we move in these days. And that brings us into our topic of the day.
Yeah.
Becoming this continuous traveler where you're just always putting yourself in a new environment, new cultures, new different languages where you can't speak the language at all. The first step in us being able to feel free enough to do what we're doing today is leaving home, period. If you're coming across this video, that means that you're in a curiosity stage of potentially leaving your home. You either were presented with an opportunity to leave your hometown and do something new, whether that's like to live in another country or something like that, or in a new city.
Or you probably have a friend who have whispered a new location that you've never thought about. And you just felt a little flutter and you were thinking like, wow, that sounds exciting.
Wherever you are, however you're coming across this new interest of moving abroad.
Not even moving abroad,
leaving your home.
Expanding what you would like to experience in life. And you're probably thinking that you want more and you want to experience something different from what you've always known.
You may be thinking, can I really move to another city? Like, can I be away from all what I've known? Or like, can I be far away from my parents? Can I be far away from my family? How is life going to be like by myself? Can I really feel safe and feel okay by myself? Am I going to Am I going to get homesick? There's so many questions that you can be asking yourself in this stage. And I want to say that all of the thoughts, all of the feelings, all of just the swirl of emotions that you're feeling is...
It's normal.
It's normal.
Like, it's common. We both felt the same way when we decided to leave. We both left home at different times at our lives.
We're going to tell you why, if you're thinking about moving away from your home, why you should move away from your hometown, your home. Leave. Go.
Leave your hometown. When's the first time you left Orlando, Florida?
The first time I left was for college. And I remember touring lots of different college campuses from, you know, University of South Florida, University of Central Florida, University of Miami. And I loved Miami's campus, by the way. First of all, University of Miami, beautiful, green. Like, it's what you expect a university in Miami to look like. You could walk around picking coconuts off the tree. Anyways, I wanted to go there, but because it's a private school, it was stupid expensive, like $100,000 a year, something crazy like that. So that it was really out of my price range. So my top two schools came down to University of Central Florida and Florida State University. When I went to tour FSU's campus, like, I had a completely different feeling than what I had at UCF's campus. UCF, I was like, it's all right. It's honestly, it's nothing special. It's really boring. FSU's campus is what you expect a college campus to look like. Like, what you see in the movies is FSU's campus. That looked like Hogwarts Hall. Like, literally, that's how amazing it was. I got to a point where my mom asked me, which school do you want to go to? I was having such a hard time with this choice because at the pit of it, I knew that my mom wanted me to go to UCF, and I knew how much that would be more convenient for the financial situation, for her, potentially for me, less money, whatever.
Proximity to going home.
Proximity, all of that stuff. But there was just something about Tallahassee. There was something about FSU that just really spoke to my soul. But when I got in my head, I was too conflicted about it until one day my aunt sat me down and said, Natalie, without thinking about anybody else, what do you want? And I think that was the first time in my life where I was actually asked what it was that I truly wanted without considering anybody else, without having to think about what somebody would think or what somebody's opinion would be or how inconveniencing it would be to them. And when I had the opportunity or the permission, I guess, to not think about that, all the questioning I had in my head quieted down. And I simply just said FSU, just because of that's how I felt. That was the first major choice in my life that completely shifted the trajectory of who I am, who I thought I was, who I was growing to be, what I've learned about myself. It was just a very pivotal moment. I think that was the first lesson of trusting myself, because I experienced such doubt in what it is that I want for myself, the choices that I make, because I'm always considering people outside of me or any external situation. Anything external, whether it's like, it could come down to feeling safe, just the potential safety of a country. You don't know how many times before I went to Korea, people was like, are you sure you want to go to South Korea? You mean right below North Korea, the communist country that is like, has nuclear warheads and war and stuff like that? Those voices, those thoughts, those fears.
Coupled with
my own, what's going on within me can really pull the self-doubt just out of like, just completely like allow that to take over.
It will make it hard for you to make the decision for yourself. Choose what you want versus what you think everyone else wants.
Right. And it's kind of hard to say, like, don't consider anybody else. It's more so trust yourself. Trust what you're feeling. Like, trust that first sparkle of excitement that you have. Trust that. Trust the anxiety that comes along with it. When you start feeling fear and doubt, that is you not trusting what you already felt. And from my own experience, I can tell you that every time that I took a chance on trusting that little spark of excitement to leave my hometown, leave my home country, move to another country and another country. It's always led by that first initial sparkle that you feel deep inside.
I would say that fear and doubt will come regardless. There was not ever a decision, whether it was exciting or not, there was never a decision that did not come with fear and doubt. Mm-hmm. I think that it's super natural, and I think that it's common. When we decided to go to Thailand, that was on a whim. It was excitement. It was partially fear and doubt.
Environment was pushing me out.
It was, but all the emotions mm-hmm. that you felt during that time, you were needing to escape. You were needing a break. Having fear and doubt did not deter us away from making the decision to actually choose ourselves. Mm-hmm. We were watching a video last night talking about the process of us growing up and the development from child to adult. Somewhere along the way, you lose your autonomy. And the way that we lose our autonomy is when we as people, whether no matter the age, we decide something or we make a decision or we make a choice. Sometimes we abandon ourselves in that choice because mama knows best. Daddy knows best. They are the adults in this world. I've had to rely on them for years, and they've always been my dependable parents. Spectrum there. Our people around us have not really exercised the chance for autonomy. And so it is super common for you to be out in the real world and you're indecisive with every single decision. It's because it's embedded in the fabric.
I will always advocate to leave home, whether you're leaving your city or leaving your leaving to another country. Leave home, because staying at home can suffocate you. Staying at home just, I felt like I was in a rat race. Coming back home after college, it felt like I was in a rat wheel, going to the same places that I grew up in my hometown, seeing the same people, you know, the same environments, just the same traffic, like all of that. I was getting so tired of it. Was just there was something that was missing from the excitement of life, and Orlando, Florida, unfortunately, was not providing that for me. And so I felt like in order for me to feel like I could breathe and feel free, I thought that I had to go to another, like New York City. I thought that I had to go to some big city, but little did I know it was actually another country. But that's another story.
That's this story. That's what we talk about.
But yeah, that one choice to not allow my hometown to suffocate and like pull me down and stuff like that led me to some of the greatest experiences that I had, especially just seeing the world from a different lens, seeing the world from an Asian lens, seeing the world from a more modern lens, mm-hmm. like
from the Eastern mindset.
Yes,
lens.
Yes, it's completely broadened what I thought life could be like for people, what life is, you know. Oh my gosh, did you see it?
Yes, I did. Oh, yep, it's there.
Sorry, y'all. A fly just committed suicide in my eyeball. It literally flew into my eye, and
we have to get that thing out. You all right?
Yes.
When you are served the same options for years and years and years, you're only going to think that those options are available. Mm-hmm. So by you leaving Apopka, small town outside of Orlando, you got to see, oh, I can also do this and don't just have to do this.
I think one of my favorite things that we do in our travels and every time we move and change a new place is we are taking a new thing that we realize that we love about that place
to
with
the next
us.
Place.
To, and we're like, all right, we're building our perfect place, right? And all of these, like our perfect place.
Not even perfect place. Just we are building our perfect our most enjoyable experiences with us. We're building this collage of enjoyable experiences. It helps us enjoy the next place better.
The flavors that we like, that we prefer, like coconut and freaking, what is it? Thai basil is now a part of your needed, necessary things in your life. There's not a limit to things that you can learn to love about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a plethora of things that you can enjoy about this life. And if you stay in the same spot, if you stay in the same city, how would you learn about those things? Mm-hmm. I like to be surprised. Mm-hmm. I like to enjoy a new location and be surprised that I like a certain food that I've never had on my table before. A big reason why leaving your hometown and just completely getting out helped me so much was it increased my confidence. My confidence grew so much because I'm out in this world experiencing new challenges. And with any new challenge that you conquer, you're like, hell yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. I got lost in the subway, but I made it out. The fact that I was able to get off, translate, talk to people I need to talk to, I didn't panic. Like, I was able to rely on myself. Mm-hmm. And then I got to meet new people and learn to trust my ability in picking supportive people around me.
When you choose a choice for you, that doesn't guarantee that everything's going to go right and smoothly.
Facts.
You're going to have to experience challenges for you to grow. Any choice you're making that makes you excited is, you should even be more excited because it just means that you're going to grow more and learn about yourself more and get deeper in understanding about yourself.
Yeah.
Remember when we were trying to go to Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
We had this whole trip planned out and we got to the airport and realized that we didn't have a visa. It wasn't coming in time. That was like, that was a huge obstacle for us. Mm-hmm. That caused us to go into this spiral of like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, we lost money on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
We had to buy a new ticket and go to a whole new country because Vietnam was not letting us enter without a visa.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to leave Thailand. Literally, we would get in trouble with immigration if we stay longer than we are supposed to. This was posing a huge challenge for us.
In that moment when literally we had no control over, we didn't, our visa didn't come in and shoot, like, what the heck are we doing? We're stuck at this airport. I think the next day, was it the next day we were like, let's just pick a place. Let's just pick a place to go.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, the next day we said, you know what? Let's look and see what other country we can go to
today.
And we chose Malaysia.
Malaysia was never part of our
it was never planned.
Yes. Malaysia ended up turning out much better than we ever even thought. It was a detour. And then when we finally went to Vietnam wasn't that great. Like, we really didn't enjoy our time there. But this is like such a clear example of this obstacle coming in your way or something outside of you that's literally stopping you or blocking you from what you think that you want, what you think you need to do.
Things can go either way, but it's up to me to look at it in the way of like, nah, this is working out for me in my best interest.
Mm-hmm.
So what that I wasn't able to get on a plane and go to Vietnam in the time frame I wanted to? Because the whole while the universe was like, we don't want you to go to Vietnam right now. It's not ready for you yet. It's still baking. Go ahead and go to Malaysia because you'll have a much more fabulous time. You and Lauren will eat some good food out the food court. You will smell a new fragrance that you've never smelled before. And now it's like on your top list to get. I found a cologne that I really like. You will enjoy yourself at this mall. You'll see a beautiful water show. You know, Lauren, you'll go to Kuala Lumpur, places you've never been before. These were the things the universe was trying to tell me. And so this was building my confidence in, I need to do this more. Let me not just rely on the bad times that I didn't enjoy. Let me look for things that I may enjoy. Let me make room for the universe to do its thing. Because it's doing that for you all the time. But if you stop every step of the way and say, nah, that's, mama said that I can't go that way. Or I'm going to lose all my money if I do all this. Or it's some killers out there. They're trying to murder me. They don't like Americans over there. Any type of barrier you put in your way, you got to kind of stop yourself from thinking that way and look for more referential experiences.
When I first chose to move to Korea, for the first time in my life, I was able to understand what complete personal freedom felt like.
Mm.
And when you have the chance to be in an environment by yourself, where you're making decisions for yourself, where you're moving around by yourself, where you are going in and out as you please, when you're choosing where you want to eat, when you're doing everything for yourself, by yourself, you learn what it feels like to just follow your own excitement. Follow what it is that you just want without having to consider anybody else. I think that getting out of an environment that
told you your limitations,
told me my limitations. Once you get out of that environment, you start shaking shit up in your own idea of who you are.
You get to understand what were your own limitations and what were your environmental limitations. Your personal freedom that you stumble into feels like, oh, I'm finally accountable for the decisions that I'm making. I am finally going to allow myself to follow my excitement and not have to call mama and say, hey, mama, you think this is a good idea? You think I should take this job? You think I should come home now? Because I'm actually tired of the challenges. You think I should come home? Even though your parents and loved ones may love you and they may think they know the best for you, but they don't have the formula to make you happy. They don't know what's best. They're not all-knowing and omniscient. Omniscient. They love you, but it's up to you to figure out what you enjoy and what you want out of life.
You're learning how to build the space of safety around you. Yeah. You're learning what it is that makes you feel good. You're learning what it is, and you're having very clear transparency of what makes you feel good, because you're no longer in an environment that's triggering you, that's emotionally manipulating you, that's making you question yourself. You get to see and sit and be like, you know what? I like this. Mm-hmm. Not because, you know,
not because my sibling like it, or not because my mama is happy, like, because I like it. It's because I like it.
I could be like, you know what? I like when people can talk to me and not yell at me.
Like, I like when people celebrate my decisions and not cause me to question my own decisions.
Right. You're putting yourself in an environment that is allowing you to explore these different facets of yourself, and get closer and closer to what brings you joy, so that when you do come back into an environment that you are familiar with, you are going to look extremely different to them, and they're going to look extremely different to you, because now you have learned to slowly detach yourself and become your own person.
Detach yourself from what? Detach yourself from the person that everyone else wanted you to be. Mm-hmm. Detach from the person that you thought you had to be. Mm-hmm. But you get to detach from that and actually step into who you actually are. What makes you vibrate at a calm level? What makes you feel fulfilled and excited? Mm-hmm. So when you feel detached from who you used to be, don't let people try to trap you into that person. Allow yourself to evolve, because we're evolving all the time. Mm-hmm. Who I was, mama, at 15 is not who I am at 32. Allow me to evolve. You're going to continue to evolve, and it's okay for you not to be recognizable to your loved ones. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to evolve. We're not supposed to be the same.
Right. And I love that every decision that I've made to leave home has just made me happier and happier and freer and freer and more grounded in myself and more knowing of who I am and what I want. And yeah, it feels really good to be in a place like that.
So baby, let's talk about this. Many people probably listen to this video up until this point, and then they are sitting in their doubts and fears, and they're saying, but I don't want to leave mama and them. I don't want to leave my siblings. I'm too afraid of what this life will look like without me here. Mm-hmm. You know, too many people rely on me. Too many people depend on me. Mm-hmm. I can't leave. Mm-hmm. You were that person. Mm-hmm. I was that person.
Mm-hmm. I think being...
What's up, nigga? First of all, for people to depend on you is probably because you're highly dependable. And you have been set up and positioned in a way for you to be the anchor in the family. And that may be something to be very proud of. When you are that person like I was, or like you were, you fall into the potential of being trapped. I'm going to just say it. Because if I allow myself to be dependent on for the rest of my life, well, how much life am I going to miss out on?
From yourself.
For myself. Mm-hmm. So Lauren, the oldest of three, the only girl, the most dependable one in the family.
The strong one.
The strong one, right? The caring one, the compassionate one, the woman. I had to leave because I didn't want to stay within those limitations and stay within that framework and that narrative of my life. I had to take accountability and empower myself to actually go step out. There's more in this world for Lauren to experience. There's more in this world that God has placed inside of me to go and do and go and be.
Allow them to figure it out for themselves. Let your presence or let your absence be a boundary and one of the first boundaries that you're making for yourself.
Allow yourself to expand and want more. You deserve more. This world is way too big for you to stay in one area.
You're not selfish for choosing yourself. Mm. You are not crazy for moving to this other city. If you're looking for validation, this is the validation that you need. Yeah. Get your ass out and live for you. And see what the world has in store for you. See who you can become when you do something you've never done.
Thank you guys for listening. And make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.